The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am so excited to have our guest on today. It's Trevor McGregor from Trevor McGregor International. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today, sir?
Well, thank you so much, Cody. I am blessed and grateful to be here with you, having a great day and excited to share some wisdom with some listeners here.
Yeah, I very much appreciate it. I know you're incredibly busy, and I think you will break our record for most distance between me and a guest as far as like distance between us. So that it's really awesome to meet everyone and kind of hear their backstory. But for those that don't know your backstory and maybe want to know a little bit more about you, would you mind telling us a little bit about where you're from and how you got into what you're doing today?
Well, absolutely. Thank you very much. So again, Coach Trevor McGregor, I am a real estate investor and a high performance Master Platinum coach. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. For those of you who out there that maybe don't know where that is, I'm literally 2 hours north of Seattle. So, you know, just above the border in Canada, above Washington, and blessed and grateful to, be a Canadian who literally really fell in love with entrepreneurship. You know, I'd watch, you know, a lot of people go to work, and then I'd watch some of my aunts and uncles, you know, buy houses, rent buildings. One got into hotels and that sort of thing. And so, you know, I went and studied business in college and obviously went and got my degree and then worked in corporate for a long time. But I always knew that I was meant to do something, you know, big, and, you know, I just didn't know what it was. And in 1999, I had this chance to invest in a expansion of a large hospitality company. And I did that. And for the first couple of years, it went really well until it didn't. And I ended up losing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I wasn't sure how I was going to make that back. And so I literally started to work with a coach who changed my life when he said one thing to me. He said, have you ever thought of investing in real estate to start making that money back and paying off your failed loans? And I said, I don't know much about real estate. And he said, well, Trevor, you can use other people's money to buy houses in Vancouver, fix them up, you know, sell them or refi them or flip them or do whatever you want and just keep it going. And Cody, that's what I did. And so I literally had my back up against the wall, started to buy condos, townhouses, started to buy duplexes, fourplexes. And in a relatively short amount of time, I found other people starting to ask me, Trevor, how are you doing this? How are you going out there and buying property? And I think that's when the coaching bug bit and I started to do real estate and coaching, and then was approached by the Tony Robbins organization, ended up going to work for Tony Robbins, you know, as a Master Platinum coach for half a decade. And now I run Trevor McGregor International and predominantly do real estate investing on my own and with, you know, guys like Joe Fairless and other amazing, you know, syndicators out there. And then I do some of the stuff, you know, personally here in Vancouver as well. So it's a great place to play.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what a compelling story. I mean, coming out of what you did and finding real estate the way you did, and then parlaying that into a completely different career and coaching others in the profession. I mean, that's incredibly cool. And I think why I'm excited to have you on, not only to hear about, you know, some of the things that you've done in your career and overcome to get to where you are today, but one of the common running things that we have in our show is getting a coach, having a mentor to turn to, whether that's somebody like yourself or some others in the community. We keep hearing that the value is there for somebody to partner with somebody like you and to learn from those lessons, that have somebody push them from the outside many times through our life. Whether it's academically or athletically, we have these folks, teachers or coaches, to push us to see things in us that we don't even see ourselves. So I always love having somebody like yourself on and promoting and doing, because I'm a firm believer in having somebody like that in your corner.
That's outstanding. And I agree. I mean, life has sped up so fast. We've got so much coming at us, you know, and even, you know, coming out of the pandemic here, there's still a lot of things that we need to, you know, really, really figure out. And to do it as an island or one person is one thing, but to surround yourself with coaches or partners or, you know, mastermind groups or somebody that's got perspective, oftentimes that's the missing piece that gets you up and moving towards what it is that you want to do. So I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. Well, and as much as I'd love to talk more about that and expand on that today, I think, you know, we're here to talk about some of the things that you've had to overcome to get to where you are today and the success you've enjoyed. It hasn't always been easy, I'm sure. So if you wouldn't mind just filling us in and helping us understand the journey and some of the challenges you faced.
Well, again, I've been investing in real estate since, 2003. So, you know, that's kind of dating myself and going back a long way. But I'll tell you, it hasn't been easy, nor has it ever, you know, happened for me in a straight line. I often, you know, think that real estate investing is like a good roller coaster at an amusement park. Just when you get to the top of one part, you know, something else comes down the other side and, you know, it's pretty bumpy. And then you do a few loop-de-loops and you think you're going to fall out and bang your head. But for some reason, the universe has a sense of humor. And oftentimes, you know, you figure it out as you go. But man, Cody, I've had, you know, everything happen to me from, you know, having a deal fall apart at the last minute to having an investor pull out, you know, right before we were, you know, meant to close the deal. I've had mold remediation challenges up the yin yang, obviously up in the Pacific Northwest. We get this little thing all winter called rain and literally have had to, you know, do a complete turnaround in different buildings. I've had to do some crazy stuff. Probably my craziest story is literally I had this fourplex where it wasn't that well insulated. The walls and the ceilings weren't well insulated. And I had this one tenant that would literally moan in ecstasy when her and her partner were, you know, doing their thing. And the downstairs tenant had a 10-year-old boy and she was just, you know, he'd say, mommy, what's going on up there? And literally, you know, it would happen over and over and over again. And the tenant, the downstairs tenant finally called me and said, hey, Trevor, we got a situation here that I need your help with. You know, I'm embarrassed to share this with you, but, you know, and she told me the story. So I had to go over and literally talk to the upstairs tenant and say, you know what, all of our tenants in the fourplex, you know, are, you know, legally bound to enjoy a quiet premise, yet you and your husband or boyfriend, I forget what it was at the time, seem to be making some noise and I'm going to need you to kind of turn that down. And she was so embarrassed, so apologetic, said it would never happen again. And then, you know, 3-4 days later, guess what? And then that turns into obviously another visit from the landlord. That's me. And that turned into an actual, you know, written notice that if it didn't cease, she was going to have to move out. And guess what happened? She had to move out because it wasn't stopping. So, I mean, I've dealt with crazy stuff like that. I've dealt with a water main break on Christmas Eve. You know, you're sitting down, you know, for your Christmas Eve dinner and you get the old phone call from the tenant saying that, you know, there's a gush going and lots of crazy stuff like that. But if there's one thing that I've learned is that adversity also brings with it the seed of opportunity. That is, there's nothing that we endure. There's nothing that we face as real estate investors where there isn't, you know, the opportunity to build some muscle, right? Because I really do believe that we're all here on purpose and with purpose to really overcome any challenges. That could be challenges, you know, in your health, challenges in your marriage, challenges raising kids, right? Or challenges as a real estate investor. And so I do have this belief now after going through so many different things in my journey that the universe never brings me a problem that there's not a solution for. And I've literally proven that over and over and over again in my own real estate, not to mention all of the real estate investors that I coach all over Canada, the US, the UK, Italy, Singapore, as far away as Australia. Because again, as real estate investors, you know, oftentimes, you know, we're faced with challenges that we never even thought would come up. But I also believe in the law of polarity, that you can't have good times without a few bad times. Just like you can't have day without night, black without white, you know, the North Pole without the South Pole. And as long as you don't get defeated by it, I truly, truly do believe that for every problem that comes up, the solution is just around the corner. What do you make of that?
Yeah. And I think that that's a mindset that many of us are challenged with, right? It's that we're only stuck in the moment oftentimes of this is something that's going wrong. And if it is something catastrophic or on Christmas Eve and it blows up something that we're planning on doing or interrupts our normal lives, then it can be even more challenging than what it would normally be. And I think we lose sight of the good times, you know, that helped us to appreciate why we're in this business, what we're doing. But I would want to know from someone like you that's been in it for so long, you've seen the good, you've seen the bad, you've gone through the recession, you were in these unprecedented times right now with everything that's going on in the market. When you find yourself in a situation like that, especially early in your career, you were likely unprepared to handle it, whether it be physically, if it was like an issue that maybe needed a hammer and nail type fix. I'm not a construction person. That's not my forte. That's definitely calling somebody in. So how do you prep yourself and go through it from an emotional standpoint to like bring in your emotions and not to try to overreact? Not to say you do, but I think oftentimes we find ourselves in those situations and we get wrapped up in the emotions of what's going on. And we get blinded from seeing what are the potential outcomes that we can fix it with. So how did you kind of balance that out and find yourself to find those solutions and know that it was going to come out on the positive side on the other end?
Yeah. Well, Cody, what a great question. And again, you know, early days, I mean, I really do believe, you know, that I was someone who chose to react rather than what I do now, which is choose to respond, right? So you guys want to write that down because you're either reacting to the trigger or you're choosing to, you know, take a minute and literally take a few deep breaths. You know, when your tenant puts a hole through the wall because a propane tank blows up on their barbecue or anything else, you know, in my early days, that would have totally freaked me out and I would have got out of the business. But because I had so many tenants and because I did self-manage early on, you know, I really found that through plumbing issues and electrical issues and roofs leaking and all of these things that, you know what, it didn't make any sense to react to these triggers. What made a lot of sense is to remember that quote from Think and Grow Rich, where Napoleon Hill says, there is no failure, there's only feedback. And as real estate investors, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're in single family, multifamily, mobile home parks, self-storage, assisted living, we're going to get a lot of feedback, right? Let's just be honest here. And so I started to cultivate this belief and this identity that it really wasn't about the problem, right? It was about finding a way to build that muscle to find that solution, or better yet, come up with what we call options. Because here's what Tony Robbins says. He says, if you have one choice, you have no choice because there's nothing to choose. Two choices is better, but even that's a dilemma. You got to pick A or B. But when solving problems, if you can come up with solutions like three or more, now you truly have some choice. And so, you know, as shingles blew off roofs and we had the most incredible windstorms that, you know, the Pacific Northwest has ever seen, and trees are literally, I had this one day where this massive tree fell down on this duplex, and you get that call from the tenant saying, you know what? And that was literally, again, it always happens right on a weekend. It always happens on a Friday night or a Saturday. And that was me literally calling one of my, you know, general contractors, who was also an avid hunter and fisherman. I mean, this guy had the most unbelievable shed with all these tools. He brought over two chainsaws and I got to learn how to use a chainsaw and buck up a tree, and then, you know, got entrepreneurial and sold some firewood that Monday. So I'm telling you, at the end of the day, there is no failure. There's only feedback. And the more we get into this and the more units we get and the more tenants we see, we start to see that things come in waves. And it's really fascinating that, you know, the universe, again, has a sense of humor where you'd have something bad happen and then something else and then something else. And you'd go, why is the universe doing this to me? And then you'd literally have a string of good luck for a while. Some good would happen here. Some tenants would pay early. You'd get some great, great feedback from you know, new tenants on how much they love the premises or how you've improved the premises or whatever. So it's almost like that law of polarity is always in effect. And if you can control your state, which is your focus, your story, which is your identity, and don't go into victim, but stay in what I call victor, moving to victory, and then own a strategy, that's all you need, is a really powerful state, story, and strategy. And you can absolutely get through anything you need to in real estate.
Oh, man. I think right there, it's worth this weight in gold. If you didn't write all that down, folks, like go back and play that again and listen to it several times, because that right there, I think, is the key in everything. Trevor, I can't thank you enough for coming on today, for sharing your wisdom, sharing your experience, letting us know, hey, that it's okay to get that feedback along our way, that it's going to come. It's not failure, it's feedback. Thank you so much for coming on. For those that maybe want to find out more about you, want to partner with you, and be part of your program, where's the best place for folks to find you and reach out?
Well, thank you for having me on, and great to share those stories, because I think you often forget, you know, what you've gone through in order to become who you've become. But yeah, for anyone that's interested in reaching out, it's the simplest way is to go to my website. It's trevormcgregor.com. That's TrevorMcGregor.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn or check out some social media profiles. But Either way, you know what? I really believe that we're better together. And that is, if we can learn from you, if people can learn from me, if we can learn from each other, you know, we're all here to continue to grow to new heights and have a lot of fun doing it. So thanks again for having me on, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Trevor. And for those listening, thank you for joining us, and we'll see everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.